Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. It's a new show locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. This airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a member of the board of Siouxland Catholic Radio, and I'm your host for today's show. And we have had a lot of fun with our guests in the studio for this Faith in Action show, because we've been talking to members of the board and kind of getting their insights about who they are and what touches them as far as Catholic radio goes. And so we're moving on to my next guests. And I don't want you to think here that we have a lot of nepotism, that all of a sudden, you know, we had Dr. John Wolpert and Dr. Paul Wolpert, and of course, they're brothers. But now we have a married couple who are on our board, and we are thrilled to have them. So I want to welcome John O'Mara.
Hi.
And Ann O'Mara.
Hello.
It's great to have you both on. And John, why don't you start? Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, my blessing and my claim to fame is last Wednesday I was married to my wife, Ann Rounds O'Mara, for 48 years. So that's been a blessing, and certainly with my
growing. And see, John, they said it would never last.
Yeah, well,
and 48 years.
48, and we're closing in on 50.
Very close.
And I can't believe, you know, the appearance of the 50-year-olds, how old they look now when they show in the paper, their picture of them. They don't look that old now.
No, not anymore.
Not a bit. They just look very young. But I was raised in Iowa. Now we have recently moved back to Mobile, Iowa. Moved back, meaning my wife lived there when she was 18 years old, and now at age 70 plus, whatever, I'm not going to tell her age, but it certainly is 70 plus.
Well, listeners can probably figure out if you've married 48 years. They probably weren't married when you were 10, so they got an idea.
They said she can come back, so we moved back.
Okay.
And we're Immaculate Conception Parish in Mobile. That's our wedding site, and we were married there 48 years ago.
So where did you grow up in Iowa, John?
I grew up in central Iowa, graduated from northern Iowa, Cedar Falls High School. That's where my family was settled when I was a youngster. I went to St. Patrick's Catholic in Cedar Falls, graduated eighth grade, went on to Cedar Falls High School and graduated, and then went on to northern Iowa to get my bachelor's degree. So I've got a Catholic upbringing. My family's strong Catholics. And my dad would take us to church every Sunday and sit in the front pew at St. Patrick's in Parkersburg.
Yes.
Then we moved from Parkersburg to Cedar Falls. So we had a family tradition of Mass on the weekends, and as often during the week as we could go, because we were very, you know, very strong in our faith.
And then after you attended UNI, what did you do for a job?
I went to work right away during school for a company that built buildings, and specifically we built confined hog buildings, modular. My wife, before she was my wife, got a job at the same plant that I was the engineer for, and she was working out in the plant making the hog building components. And as an engineer, I had to go out and check on things quite frequently.
So we
went out of the plant, checked on Ann, and she actually cut her finger on the panel saw, and it was like a 911 because I was afraid of blood. I solved that problem later in life, but I was afraid of blood. We had to take care of her, but that was interesting. So I did that, and then we got married in Cedar Falls or in Mobile, still living in Cedar Falls. And the pastor from Northern Iowa's Newman Center, Father Jack Kissling, came from Cedar Falls all the way across Iowa to marry us at the Immaculate Conception Church because I asked him to.
Oh.
I said, also, you can play golf with my dad at the golf course.
I mean, really, there was the trifecta right there.
Yep, and he loved coming over here, and we loved having him do the Mass. And from there, we took a family to Nebraska. That's where I raised my children. Ann and I, in Lyons, Nebraska. We were there for over 30 years as a job as an engineer still. And the kids then eventually moved to South Dakota. And Ann will tell you about our move to South Dakota, because it was a good chance for us to get more involved in the church.
Excellent. And now you are retired from the job market?
Semi.
Okay. As I am too. Semi.
I worked all day yesterday for the business. And yeah, so today I just hit and miss, but I fill in because the company is owned by my son now. Ann and I started a company in 2004 selling equipment to the pork producer. And he's taken that business over, and he's doing marvelously. And I help him out when we can.
Okay, wonderful journey, John. Thank you so much. And now, you are from the Diocese of Sioux City.
That's right. I grew up at the Immaculate Conception Parish in Mobile, Iowa. And our little wooden church that John and I were married in was actually a parish that was moved out to Mobile on a semi.
Annunciation Church.
Yeah.
Because I grew up not too far from Annunciation Church, that's hard to say, in Sioux City.
Yeah.
And I remember the Floyd River flood of
1952,
and it damaged the church, but individuals made the choice to move because there was really no way to fix that area. So they moved the church
off its foundation. And we built a new foundation in Mobile. My dad was part of that foundation building. And you can't imagine the joy of the people seeing that church coming down the highway, old Highway 20, across those hills. It was quite a treat.
That's a great memory.
Oh, it is a great memory. And, you know, we used to have fundraisers like Catholics still need to do. And so I remember having our original church was a little, even smaller wooden church that we christened after we got our new Annunciation Church on foundation. The old one became St. Robert's Hall.
Okay.
We called it that because everybody in Mobile loved Father Robert O'Reilly.
Oh, yes.
And who went on to Marcus. And then, so wonderful childhood growing up there, and parents very, very active in the church, and myself, I had the blessing of having Father Cooper through my really formative years of growing up. And so that's probably why I'm such a staunch Catholic today, is because of Father Cooper. He was a great friend to our family, used to come to our home for meals. John and I still always enjoy it when we can have the priest over to our home and just develop that kind of relationship. We have a new priest now. We just moved to Mobile, and we have a new priest now there, Father Schoen. And he's just told us this morning after Mass that he raises hogs the old-fashioned way, that they're not fed a bunch of hormones and terrible things, and that he's going to invite us all to a meal. So I'm excited about being Catholic, about being in this diocese, in my home diocese. And I think that our future is really bright here. Sometimes you think, the whole world looks kind of dim and we're a little bit unsure, but we've got that solid Catholic faith we all grew up with.
Absolutely.
And we find the joy in it, the times of having meals together and fundraisers. And in Mobile, we used to call it a bazaar.
Sure.
And I love that because I'm a word person too, like you, Joanne. I like the idea of a bazaar.
I was just going to say that, so we were apparently on the same mindset.
But anyway, so we've always been really involved when we were at St. Joseph in Lyons. John and I taught catechism together for years. When I was 50 years old, I went back to school and got my master's in pastoral ministry. My original degree was sociology. And I immediately began to work and then worked for 4 years at the Newman Center at University of South Dakota as an associate director there working with college students. And then I also had some small Bible study groups off campus with some people from St. Agnes Parish in Vermilion. So I've been, since I left that job in 2010, I've been doing other Bible study groups at St. Teresa and at St. Michael's in South Sioux, and a few evening groups. I just love the Bible. I just love the stories of the Bible and how it all fits together. So that's my deal. I love being Catholic. I love family and friends and fun, and I love telling the stories.
And what resonates with you with Catholic radio, Anne?
In Catholic radio is, you know, faith comes by hearing. You know that, Joanne. Mm-hmm. And we hear, when you hear the people, like, for instance, on Catholic Answers, a program that was probably one of the first ones I ever really listened to, and the explanations that just do an apologetic or an explanation of why we believe what we believe. I just think education of people is so important. They have to realize the treasure that we have in the faith. And that, of course, comes through in other programs, too, that we have, you know, during the day. And then the expression of the faith is in the way we worship and pray. So the Catholic radio also provides the rosary, provides times of meditation. It provides the Mass even on the radio since the COVID time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a resource. We learn, we live, and we practice our faith in community. And the radio makes us able to be community. It bonds us together, even though we're in our separate houses or in our cars, where we can all listen, we can all share information. We can call in and ask questions.
Absolutely.
And become a community. And like I told some of my new friends in Mobile this morning, that when they have a bazaar,
mm-hmm.
or some kind of a fundraiser or some kind of an event or speaker, like all of the other parishes, they're invited to make a public service type announcement on Catholic radio to further bond us together in this diocese. And of course, since I do work also voluntarily in South Sioux City and in North Sioux City, I'm real conscious of the fact that our radio bonds our three-state area together, not just this diocese and this bishop, but also the bishops and the people of our two neighbor dioceses.
Truth.
So it's really important.
Yeah, I agree. John, what about you? What resonates with you with Catholic radio?
Catholic radio, like Anne described, is faith is from hearing, and you develop your faith by listening and talking. And the Bible, Father Gauchel, Father Pacwa, all are very good to listen to. EWTN has some excellent programs. But I just listened to the new program with that presented with the two priests, young priests. It was very fun. It was the Catholic faith is fun to hear people talk about how much they love what they're doing.
And how much they love the Lord Jesus. I think sometimes people don't realize that Catholicism is exactly about God. It's exactly about heaven.
And that is the truth. Well, listeners, of course, it's time again to take a short break. And we are so glad you tuned in. It's been so much fun talking with board members. So I want to thank John and Anne O'Mara for taking time out of their semi-retired busy schedules to share with you a little bit about themselves and a little bit about what resonates with them with Catholic radio. So again, we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.